Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
And It Feels Good is brought to you by Cupcake Lighthearted. All the taste. 80 little calories. Please drink Cupcake Lighthearted responsibly. Ayla, what's good?
Tom Brady hasn't even made the Super Bowl yet, but he's already sending people to the big game. And it's Noah Reeb and his family. Noah is not from this area at all. He's actually from Utah, and he's only 10 years old. Last year when he was playing football for his town's team, he asked his dad, "Hey, Dad, who's the best quarterback ever?" And even though they live in Utah, his dad said, "Well, son, that would be Mr. Tom Brady." It was also last year that Noah went to the doctor after a headache to find out that he had a cancerous brain tumor. After multiple brain surgeries, 4 cycles of radiation and chemotherapy, little Noah was feeling really down in the dumps. And all of a sudden, his mom got a notification on her phone. It was a message from Tom Brady encouraging him to beat cancer. I'm going to play a little audio of Noah and his reaction to seeing Tom Brady sending him a video.
I always watch that video just like to remind me of, like, I mean, Tom Brady thinks I can beat cancer, so I mean, I guess I can beat cancer.
Fine.
Oh, okay, I'm not fine, actually. Okay, this morning I was legit in...
She was blubbering.
I was belligerently crying.
And she keeps going like, "You need to watch this." I'm like, "No, I don't. I don't need to watch it because I don't want to turn into a puddle in the middle of the show."
Here we are, puddle. His parents promised Noah that when he beat... when he beat cancer, they would take him to see Tom Brady play. And in August of last year, he rang the cancer-free bell. Oh my God, I'm sorry. And his mom bought 2 tickets to the Buccaneers versus Chicago Bears game. The best tickets that she could find online, and she probably paid a fortune for them. Noah went to the game with his dad and held up a sign saying that he wrote himself, "Tom Brady inspired me to beat brain cancer." And guys, during the game, Tom saw the sign and came over to Noah in the stands and put a hat, his own hat, on little Noah's head. And his mom talks about how he put the hat on the scars of his head. And it's just like, it was very, very sweet. Well, another surprise came this week. This time it was a video message in a package in the mail. And guys, it was Tom Brady again. This time, Noah's entire family was sitting in the living room watching Tommy on the big screen. And then Brady said this.
"I worked with both the Bucs and the NFL to get you and your family Super Bowl tickets this year in L.A. We certainly hope to be there, but I know you're going to be there. It's going to be really cool for all of us. So glad to see you're doing well. Take care, man. And enjoy the tickets. Let's go."
Will Noah and his family be going to the Super Bowl, but he was declared cancer-free in August. Obviously, we don't know if Brady's going to be playing in it, but this is still a great thing for him to pay it forward. And if you really want a good cry like I did this morning, there is an incredible piece about Noah on ESPN, and that's where I got the first clip of him talking about Tom Brady. I suggest watching it, but then I don't at the same time. It's a lot.
It's so funny to me because in all of these Brady documentaries and everything, they always talk to his teammates and there's like always like he has such confidence that when he's playing and he believes in you, you start believing in yourself so much more. And it's like, yeah, that's great. That means nothing. He convinced this kid to beat cancer.
And he did.
Oh, you caught a football better? This kid beat cancer.
Yes. So that's your Feels Good for today. Congratulations to Noah for going to the Super Bowl and most importantly, beating cancer. Oh, sorry, Jonathan. I see little tears in your eyes. I'm so sorry.
Tom Brady.
All right. Coming up. We have $1,000 Minute. Here's a clue for $1,000 Minute. What is the cheapest property that you can buy on a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.